NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, no matter how big your business grows. Special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program for those ready to graduate from QuickBooks to NetSuite today. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet right now.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, June 21st. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon is kicking off its annual Prime Day shopping event today, the second in 8 months after it pushed back last year's Prime Day to deal with the pandemic. As usual, competitors have raced to hold their own competing sales alongside Prime Day. On today's show, our reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us to explain why Prime Day is so important to Amazon's business and what you should know before you decide to shop. That's after these headlines. The Biden administration is ending exemptions that allowed tech developed with U.S. government research funding to be exported for manufacturing overseas. The Energy Department says the change affects billions of dollars of grant money it allocates, and that it's part of President Biden's recently announced supply chain initiative, which is meant to boost domestic manufacturing across high-tech industries and keep the U.S. competitive with China. And Chinese regulators are stepping up their scrutiny of dozens of domestic internet companies for possible antitrust violations. People familiar with the matter say government agencies have paid surprise visits to some companies in recent weeks, during which agents have questioned senior executives, downloaded contracts and financial records, and collected emails and internal communications. The moves come amid a broader crackdown on China's internet giants as the government works to rein in their influence. The regulators involved in the recent visits didn't respond to requests for comment. Okay, after the break, what to know about this year's Prime Day and what it means for Amazon's bottom line. That's next.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to graduate today. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet right now. That's special financing at netsuite.com/wallstreet. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Prime Day begins today. It's Amazon's annual online sales event for Prime subscribers. And yes, it actually lasts for 2 days this year. The shopping holiday has taken on a lot of significance for not just Amazon, but also for its competitors. So here with a primer on Prime Day is our Amazon reporter, Sebastian Herrera. Hey, Sebastian, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So how did this event come to be, and what's the sort of business purpose for Amazon?
Well, it started out in 2015 as a way for Amazon to boost sales, because typically there's a period during the summer where sales slow down a bit after the peak holiday season. And they saw it as a way to kind of juice up that slower period right before back to school shopping starts as well. And they basically created their own shopping holiday, and they were quite successful. And just every year they've just built on it and increasingly bigger sales. And they've introduced concerts and exclusive promotions with celebrities. So it's kind of become a much, I think, bigger version than I think they even imagined from the beginning.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's gained a ton of strategic importance for Amazon, but also for Amazon's competitors.
Right. So, I mean, for Amazon, it has made more of a difference to their top line. This year, the prediction is around $7 billion just from 2 days of online shopping for them is how much they're supposed to make. And so what started happening is their competitors, especially the large ones, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, eBay, started seeing that a lot of people are visiting websites and hopping on the web to look for sales during Prime Day. So they wanted to get a bit into that action. And so years ago, they started offering their own competing deals during when Prime Day is going on. And even, for example, Walmart runs their promotions for days longer than Amazon. And Amazon still gets the lion's share of the sales that happen during this period, but definitely competitors see an advantage or get an advantage from that extra kind of traffic online.
So I want to talk about some of the context of this year's event. You know, since those early days in 2015, they've pushed this from a one-day event to a two-day event. They've added celebrity partnerships and even more deals, all in an effort to continue to make more and more money from Prime Day. And this year, it's also coming on the back of a really successful year for the company as more people than ever relied on its services during the pandemic. How did those factors shape this year's Prime Day?
I think with Prime Day, what's happened that's interesting this year is they've actually moved it a month earlier. And what that does is actually move it into their second quarter financials instead of when it's typically on their third quarter financials. There's been some speculation that they did that because this next upcoming quarter for them, their second quarter, is the first quarter that they're going to really be able to compare their financial figures to last year when the pandemic really started affecting that. And last year, their sales figures during those 3 months were huge because a lot of people were buying products online and they were seeing a lot of demand that kind of obviously continued throughout the pandemic.
And so they might have moved it up as a way to be able to kind of show continued growth absent a global phenomenon like the pandemic, which helped them really break records last year.
Exactly. They saw so much demand when the pandemic started, and that was great for their revenue, their financials. But as a public company, they face pressure to just continue that growth and continue seeing that success. What's tough this time around, they're coming up on their second quarter financial figures, and it's going to be the first quarter that's really comparable to when demand started to get really strong last year.
Got it. And to keep up with a lot of that demand, they also hired a ton of warehouse staff. What's been going on there?
To meet that demand last year, they hired more than 500,000 people worldwide. Now, Amazon does see a lot of turnover in their warehouses, so they've had to continue just replacing and replacing and replacing workers. And with Prime Day, this always kind of comes up in terms of the experience of warehouse workers, which has really been a topic during the past year as more people have paid attention to essential workers and their experiences. And so during Prime Day, before we've seen protests by workers as a way to show that this is a great shopping period for customers, but the people that are actually fulfilling those orders, they just have more pressure to fulfill more orders, to fulfill them quickly. And so for Amazon, it's been a year of success, but also a year of challenges in confronting the fact that a big portion of their workforce has really made it public their experiences, how tough it is to work at Amazon because of the pressure to fulfill packages and they're constantly monitored. We saw that be exemplified in a unionization effort in Alabama that failed. I think it's something that they're really having to pay attention to right now. And they do have an eye on it in terms of addressing the issues that these warehouses face and the turnover and the safety that has kind of been a focus of not only the public, but politicians and critics that have really called the company out on these sort of issues.
What's Amazon's response been to some of that criticism?
Well, Amazon in the past few months has spoken up about warehouse safety and new policies, probably more than ever. The CEO, Jeff Bezos, said in a public letter that it's something that he really wants the company to address. They've introduced new safety policies and new training to make the warehouses safer, such as just stretching and videos that they're showing to employees and even robots that they're deploying to help make the work easier. They've given employees raises and try to step up their benefits. They recently announced a $12 million contribution to the National Safety Council. The difficulty for them is they're up against having to fulfill their own kind of expectations of delivering packages in 1 to 2 days. And so I think they're taking a pretty deep look at their workforce and their policies at the moment.
Got it. And, you know, last thing, Sebastian, I don't want to leave without a little news you can use for our listeners if they do decide to partake. Are the deals on Amazon really worth it during this event? And how should they navigate the deals across the internet right now?
I mean, Amazon is definitely offering some promotions that, you know, as much as like 50% off on their devices. You can find televisions and you know, wearable technology devices and headphones for 20% off or more. So it is definitely a period where prices do go down, not only for Amazon, but across the web on other websites as well. At the same time, research shows that the sales aren't as steep as they are during the holidays, during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So customers won't see as deep of discounts as they'll see during the holidays. But I think if you're looking to buy something that you kind of waited on because of the price, it's a good period. And of course, as a customer, you know, you always have to be wary of just the kind of traps that exist online. So one of the big ones, especially on Amazon, is they still have a huge problem with fake reviews, people that go on there and write positive reviews. And they're doing so a lot of times because the seller themselves is providing them refunds to give them a positive review. That happens all the time on Amazon. That's something that customers should be wary of when they're buying products. Is this really, really accurate? And so sometimes it takes a bit more research. But in terms of the sales, it's not as good as Black Friday, but still a significant cut from when it's not Prime Day.
Beware of reviews. That's a good takeaway. All right, our Amazon reporter, Sebastian Herrera. Thanks, Sebastian.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.